counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, it's Dylan Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Last show of 2015.
You're already wringing your hands.
And you couldn't have asked for a better... That is Brian, by the way. He's just fighting a little bit of a cold, so he sounds... I don't know who you kind of... If you sound like you just... Maybe Darth Vader?
I guess I just put out so much energy all year long that gave out at the end.
But do you know what? Good time to give out, because there's so much jam-packed into the show that... Not really going to have to do a whole lot of talking, because others do the talking for us. In this program, Stephen Karlik is here one more time with your music news of 2015, final music news of 2015. We also have an interview with Jimmy from Metric, and Claire Boucher joins us. Grimes, a.k.a. the alter ego of Grimes. So there you go. Or Grimes is her alter ego. I don't know how it is. I've read different articles, but anyway, Claire's on the awesome show. It's going to be good.
Last show of the year, biggest show of the year, probably one of our biggest shows ever for sure. Jam packed. It's going to be awesome, and we'll jump right into it for sure.
All right, Weezy, you go for it.
All right, Earshot's the National Campus Community Radio Report. You can find it all at earshot-online.com. The weekly top 50 there this week for the week ending Tuesday, December 8th, 2015, and our last countdown of the year, which is comprised of over 30 Campus Community Radio stations, top 30 charted albums of the week, and specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, interviews, reviews, and so much more, including the yearly countdown, which we'll be bringing you next in just a couple of weeks.
Well, I think it's more than a couple of weeks. It's like three weeks, maybe.
Well, I don't use the word couple literally to mean two. I just use it interchangeably.
You confused everybody. You're like, oh yeah, I'll see you in a couple of
It means
weeks.
Less than five to me.
Oh, is it? Is that what it is? Okay.
Well, because then five is a few.
Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook, and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on the show, happy to do that for you. And I didn't forget to mention this. I left it to this part because I like to talk about bands that we are reaching out to that are local when I tell you that you can reach out to us, and we're doing that in this program as well. Talking to a band from St. John, New Brunswick, who after 10 years calling it quits. Judd Crandall and Pierre Cormier also join us on the program. You're going to hear that in this hour of the show, and we are only giving you a bit of it, the interview, because the interview was a good, it was a longie. I did a long one with them, and you're going to be able to hear the whole thing on our SoundCloud page, but you'll get a piece of the interview during this hour of the program.
Yeah, you just need to go to our Facebook page. We'll post links, and there's a lot of our interviews are on our SoundCloud page. Hasn't been updated recently, so we'll be sure to put up all the interviews that we've done in the last couple of weeks, so you'll be able to find and re-listen to interviews of US Girls and Mauno and Woodwives and all the interviews that we are doing today. So if you just want to check out the interviews, you can do that quickly, or as always, you can find the show for your own personal download on iTunes and Radio for All That Net.
There you go. All right, let's get into it. Start at number 20. We'll work our way up.
All right, it's going to be great. We're going in here to number 20, down from number 9, Telstar Drugs, Sonatine. You're going to hear a track called Misstep. The Town Heroes are into the show for the first time, debuting last week at 34. The band from Cape Breton, the duo, have a new one out called Please Everyone, is at number 19, and we'll hear Guts for Days. And Beach House, Thank Your Lucky Stars, down two spots to 18 this week. You'll hear All Your Yas.
Here's Telstar Drugs, your number 20 this week, a song, Misstep. Stick around, it's the Earshot 20.
Stop.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19. When I said I'll let
That was all your yas by Beach House at number 18, down two spots this week. Is their latest on Sub Pop, their second of 2015, Thank Your Lucky Stars. At number 19, up for number 34, The Town Heroes, Please Everyone. And at number 20, down from 9, it was Telstar Dogs with Sunshine. From those two bands, you heard Guts for Days and Misstep.
Earshot20@gmail.com. Always looking for Canadian bands and artists who aren't featured on the charts, but we could feature on the show. Reach out and tell us about your upcoming tour or album, and we will have you on to talk about it. Wooden Wives are a five-piece psych punk group from St. John, New Brunswick, who for 10 years have been making music and pleasing audiences, but now with their second full-length release titled Workers, the band is also saying goodbye. Jed Crandall and Pierre Cormier of the band join me to chat about the record and that 10 years. Welcome both of you to the Earshot 20.
Hello.
So, is it bittersweet for you knowing that this is the last release for the Wooden Wives?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, definitely. But it's you know, everything not to be like cliched about it, everything has to come to an end at some point.
Yeah. And
after you play in a band for long enough, it's kind of like a, not like a conscious question, but a thought occurs, like, you know, is there an end here, or is there gonna be like an ongoing, like a legacy band kind of thing happening where you just keep going and you're the band that's been there for 15 years and then 20 years and whatever. So it's bittersweet, but it's also like, yeah, a natural occurrence.
Yeah, and that is one of my questions. After 10 years, you're putting the project to bed. Is it because it's time to move on to other projects, or did it just feel like the right time to say goodbye with the unknown still lurking of what's next?
Yeah, there's nothing planned, really. But it kind of, I don't think we planned on stopping right now. It just kind of worked out that way with, you know, stuff that happened with, you know, members. And so it just worked out like that, and it was just felt right.
Yeah, we brought Dan in to do some live shows with us and do some recordings, and then we kind of took a little break to do basically to like work on the record and you know, work on some new songs and, you know, play with this new direction with Dan Chamberlain. So folks who have seen us some recently, if they didn't catch our last show, they wouldn't know that we have a new guy in the band doing all this like really amazing like synthesizer stuff. It's just like really out of the park kind of stuff. And so we were gonna like work on, you know, what do we do that now that we have this new weird element in the band. And anyway, so the hiatus, yeah, just, you know, personal lives happen and hiatuses extend, and so the record got finished and we figured like everything was at a good natural kind of conclusion.
Yeah, just kind of happened, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Workers, the band's second full-length release. It's an album of varying song lengths, as well as a mix of hardcore instrumentals and bone-chilling lyrical pieces. Do you think that this departs from your previous releases in terms of its sound or style musically?
We usually have a little squeaky. This record is a lot harsher than other ones. Like, we often have like more pop songs in the mix. Over the last few years, we've been recording and releasing a lot, but never as a full length, just as like singles and EPs here and there. And definitely some more accessible kind of tunes came out among those EPs. And there was one or two songs that we wanted to get on this record and didn't manage to get together. But so unintentionally, the result's been that the record is the most like, a lot of the pop songs got put out as singles, and so this is, it's not like a collection of like leftovers, but it's like definitely like another angle of the band. So like there's not as much sort of pop sort of stuff on this record, but it definitely like totally indulges in a lot of other directions the band has always done as well. So like there's spoken word, there's really long, like, you know, we've done really long like noise jams. This album actually features just really long noise at one point, which sounds like I'm half joking, but it definitely, like, in terms of some of the interests we've had in experimental music and avant-garde and krautrock and things like that over the years, this one full-on goes into, like, it's not a rock song at all, it's like a full-on like sound collage electronic you know, piece, like an audio construct, whatever you want to call it, field recordings. Like, so we definitely, like, you know, basically we get to, this album really indulges some directions we've pointed in but haven't like gone all the way with. So different angle for sure. It's pretty dark.
Yes.
Album.
Yeah.
it would appear from the posts and releases that, that I've seen that you've put on social media and stuff like that, that the album marks the end, no shows, just the album. Is that the case? Are you, or are you going to, are you going to trick people? And
No plans to trick anybody yet.
No, just treats. I mean, you never know.
Who knows? Yeah.
There could always be like,
It's kind of out of our control in a sense. So we just decided to just call it a quit and, you know, call it a day and just end it there without making a big deal.
We're all, there's not been like any interpersonal drama or anything like that too. It's really just a case of like, you know, a band reaching a natural conclusion. 10 years is a nice round number, and we all still rent like the same rehearsal loft and like play in other bands together and like all that stuff. So there's already ideas of other bands that are spinning or have begun to spin out of this one. So yeah, it's just more like, you know, a completion of a job well done, I feel like, you know, and so we can hang up the jersey and retire all our numbers and, you know, go on to some kind of new league, or, you know, extend that metaphor as long as you want.
Well, fans old and new can find it all from the Wooden Wives on their Bandcamp page. It's woodenwives.bandcamp.com. The band may be done, but the music will live on, and that is where you can also get your hands on the new album, Workers, which is released to the world as of December 15th. Judd Pierre, congratulations on 10 great years of music, and best of luck with what the future holds for you and the other band members.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you.
Get a taste of Wooden Wives' album Workers right now in an Earshot Extra spot this week. More of the charts after this as well. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Earshot 20. Extra.
Shot 20. Number 17.
Far away.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Was Neighbor by Language Arts. Their latest is up to number 16 from number 20 from the album Abel Island. And before that, you heard the Sheepdogs. Their new album is called Future Nostalgia at number 17. Down from number 10, you heard I'm Gonna Be Myself. And we heard A Corridor by Woodenwives. Their brand new final album is called Workers.
All right, we'll take a break from the charts. I know you've been just overloaded with how great this program's been so far, and it gets even better because we have music news from our friend Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. Of course, the last music news you'll hear for the year, because this is our last show. So, Stephen, for the last time in 2015, welcome to back to the program.
Thank you so much. Don't worry, I've made it so that no music news will happen between now and 2016.
Perfect.
You've talked to all the bands. We all got together.
Yeah, moratorium on it. There's just no. Okay, that's great news.
Yep.
Great news for us. Well, we do have some music news to talk about in this hour and the next hour of the program. I'm going to kick things off with a story I know that we did talk about, and I find this kind of crazy, the you know, just how this story unfolds, but it is news about Wu-Tang's Once Upon a Time in Shaolin.
Yeah, so we've talked about this album before. So Wu-Tang Clan announced a one-of-a-kind album called Once Upon a Time in Shaolin. It is extremely limited. Indeed, it is made in an edition of one and was put up for auction with a stipulation stating that it couldn't be commercially released for at least 88 years after it was paid for. This double LP comes with a hand-carved box, a leather-bound book, and $55,000 speakers, all of which was in Morocco where it was being kept. It's pretty crazy. It wasn't released commercially. It was recently bought and was revealed by Bloomberg that it was purchased by none other than Martin Shkreli. If you don't know who that is, and get ready to have your blood boiling if you don't, Martin Shkreli is the, pardon my French, douchebag. He is the CEO of Turing Pharmaceuticals, and earlier this year, he made headlines and raked in tons of terrible press for raising the cost of a drug called Daraprim. It's used in the treatment of AIDS and in cancer patients, was once readily available from $13.50 a tablet. He raised it to $750 a tablet overnight.
I remember that. I do remember that.
So, honestly, one of the worst human beings I can possibly think of is now the sole owner of Once Upon a Time in Shaolin. He bought it for somewhere around $2 million, which makes this album now... Oh, I can't even talk about it. It just makes me so mad. I'll tell you a little bit more about the story. If you thought Shkreli cared about what Wu-Tang fans might think about him, think again. He said, talking to Bloomberg, at the end of the day, they didn't buy the last album or the one before that, and all they had to pay was $10. Shkreli went on to reveal that he hadn't yet ripped the record out of its more than deluxe packaging to actually hear it. Quote, I could be convinced to listen to it earlier if Taylor Swift wants to hear it or something like that, he said. But for now, I think I'm going to kind of save it for a rainy day. Do you hear that? That is the ringing silence of 1,000 disappointed people. Anyway, so getting the bad news out of there first, if you ever wanted to steal a Wu-Tang album from somebody terrible, now's the time.
Now is the time. Oh, man, that is it's pretty greasy news indeed. It's a good thing you got that out of the way in the beginning. I feel like you've set yourself up now that you're going to have this blood boiling go the whole way through the rest of the news.
Yeah, we'll have a come down.
We'll move on from that then and try and lighten the mood. Oh, that was a pretty good pun I just made. Metric and Death Cab for Cutie pair up for something that Canadian fans would be interested in.
Yes, indeed. Metric, of course, just released their album Pagans in Vegas earlier this year. Death Cab also released a new album called Kintsugi. Now, the two of them are teaming up to bring indie rock to the Canadian masses this spring, announcing plans for a co-headlining tour dubbed the Lights on the Horizon Tour that'll take them across 10 Canadian cities early next year. Emily Haynes said in a statement that, quote, Nick Harmer and I worked on creating the poster artwork together, and while we were on the phone riffing on imagery and ideas for what to call the tour, we decided on Lights on the Horizon. I was standing on a rooftop at sunset looking out at the Statue of Liberty at the time, and it just felt right. The name expressed our shared desire to focus on what lies ahead, creatively and personally, so we went with it. Death Cab for Cutie frontman Ben Gibbard also echoed the enthusiasm. The tour will kick off on March 19th in Montreal before making 4 Ontario stops and heading west through Winnipeg, Regina, Edmonton, and Calgary. The final show will take place in Vancouver on April 1st, and you can see the full list of dates at exclaim.ca. Some good news for fans of either of those bands or fans of both those bands.
Now, you know what? I talked to Jimmy from Metric, and I was interviewing him, and I said, you know, is there anything coming up? And he said, oh, there will be an announcement. That's all I can say. And I think this is what he was talking about. And I'm going to call him back and ask him why there are no East Coast dates on this.
Get him back on the phone and demand some answers.
Yes,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, nothing east of Ontario. Wait, nothing east of Montreal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, we are going to continue on now, and we've got more music news to get to. Waves and Best Coast also talking about a tour. I find it crazy that tours are being talked about now.
This is the time to announce them, right before Christmas, maybe buy some tickets for your loved one. It's the perfect time to announce that you're swinging by somebody's city in March or April or something. And so Waves founder Nathan Williams and, of course, Best Coast's Bethany Cosentino are heading out on tour together in the new year. The acts will continue their long-documented relationship with the second Summer's Forever tour. The first one was, of course, in 2011, also the title of an EP. This tour will have them hitting various North American clubs between February and March. Joining the act as the opener will be Cherry Glazer, who you might not have heard of, but they're very similar to the other two bands. Most of the dates are in the U.S., but the three will make it up to Toronto for the lone Canadian tour stop. That will be on February 22nd. I talked last week about Nathan Williams issuing a Waves and Best Coast split 7-inch through his Ghost Ramp subscription series, and also you can see all the dates at exclaim.ca, some dates well within driving distance of Winnipeg and the East Coast and stuff like that. So yeah, make sure you catch Waves and Best Coast, whatever city is nearest you. And of course, just to end this hour before I say goodbye for a bit, just wanted to remind everyone that Exclaim is rolling out our year-end content at the moment. You can find our year-end lists for the best albums in pop rock, the best in metal and hardcore, the best in folk and country, and all our other genres, not to mention stuff like best Canadian music videos, at exclaim.ca. So make sure to check that out.
Awesome. All right, we're going to get back to the charts, and we will have more music news waiting for you on the other side when we get into the second hour. So Stephen, we'll get you to stick around right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from the Noble Thieves, sitting still at number 15. It's Tough to Be That Bad Guy. You're going to hear the track, I Died in America.
Generation halfway home. Lift their souls to roam. Now they move alone. Nothing they call their own. Sitting here shit shoveling. Where were you supposed to be? Together now we'll be better than bruised. It's plain as day to see. You know I don't cheat, don't lie, don't tell now. I don't brag, don't boast, don't tell now. America, my soapbox is there now. America.
see you when the morning comes. I see you when the morning comes. I see you when the morning comes.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
Two albums sitting still for the third week at number 14. It was Chairs Drawn Into Mazes and track Long Conversations and The Noble Thieves I Died in America from their new one at number 15. It's Tough to Be the Bad Guy.
It is tough to be the bad guy. Anytime you ever watch a movie, you see that. It's just so hard. It's the Earshot 20. Brian and I counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm healthy. Brian's fighting a cold. But we're getting through it. And that's what counts.
I'm doing all right. I just lost my voice.
Yeah.
I'm at the end of like 4 days of not feeling hot. And I'm good now, but I can barely speak.
If you're wondering what we're doing while the music's playing, we're actually trying to find Brian's voice. He's lost it. We're trying to find it. We've got another show coming up for you in December. It's on December 24th. It's our annual holiday special. 4 hours of great holiday tunes, and you can call in and leave us a holiday greeting that we will air during the program. It's 648-5924, 506-648-5924. If you'd like to call in and leave a holiday greeting, just a recording, and we will air that during our holiday special. The Earshot 20 presents the annual early Christmas Eve show, because it's not really like, it's not in the evening.
I've alternated between 'twas the late afternoon or 'twas the early evening before Christmas.
It's one or the other. But
at one point in time, it was called 'twas the night before Christmas, spelled with a K. I think it's the actual program's name has changed a couple times, but this is our fourth year essentially doing a version of the same
of the holiday thing. Show. Yeah.
Yeah.
So join us.
It predates the show, I think, actually, maybe even the first one.
Oh, it might have been the top 30 when we were doing the top 30.
Might not have been this show.
But yeah, so enjoy the holiday special with us. That'll be 4 to 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on December 24th on the eve of Christmas. And you can also take part, 648-5924, 506-648-5924, to leave a holiday greeting for us to play during the show as well. To get to that, we have to get through this. Only three more tracks in this hour of the program before we take a break and get into the top 10. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Young Galaxy. They're up from number 17 this week. The album's called False Work. Here is We're No Good.
What you're looking for, a little piece of me to take away for free. You probably want me coming back for more. There's nothing I can do, floating away from you. We're no good. We're no good. We're no good. We're no good. I didn't let you down. I let you drop me instead. Oh, you didn't let me down. You just put thoughts in my head. I'll take my things with me. You keep your sympathy. I'm so tired of this cold, cold war. There's nothing left to do. We never will break through. We're no good. We're no good. We're no good. We're no good. I didn't let you down. I let you drop me instead. Oh, you didn't let me down. You just put thoughts in my head. Oh, I didn't let you down. I
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
I'm gone.
It's the Earshot 20.
Soup Cans with Psychomatic Rash from the album Soft Party, this week at number 11, up from number 18. Before that, for the first time in our show, at number 12, up from number 29, is the new album from TV Freaks from Hamilton, Bad Luck Charms, and the track Courtesy Oppression. And we heard We're No Good by Young Galaxy kicking off that set, our final one of the first hour. At number 13, up from number 17, is their new album, False Work.
Whoop, there it is. First 10 of the top 20 complete. I'm Anthony Hammond, the godfather on the other side of the mic, or Brian Cleveland, as you know him, but you get the rasp going on. You kind of sound like the godfather.
I thought you were calling yourself the godfather. I was really confused.
No, you. And are you going to make them an offer they cannot refuse? Like listening to our holiday program on December 24th? You can check us out.
I don't have the energy or voice to fight you on any of this.
It's what I love. So we've got, of course, another hour to bring you. In the next hour of the program, you're going to have the top 10. We've got interviews with Claire Boucher, or Grimes as you would know her, Metric, Jimmy from Metric also joining us. Stephen Karlick has more music news and his song pick. It is crazy jam-packed. You're not going to want to miss that. But of course, if you do miss any part of the program, you can find it on radioforall.net, and you can podcast the show on iTunes. This show is the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It broadcasts every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and then gets sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners where you could be hearing the program. We thank them all very much for airing the program.
And I was hoping that we would have time on our last show, because, you know, a couple of years ago when we only had 5 for 10 syndicates, we generally mentioned them by name every single week, and I was like, oh, maybe in our last show we can name like all 30, but it's actually like a super jam-packed show, so we won't be able to do that. But maybe in the new year we can do that, because it's nice to thank them all. But we'll make a post on our Facebook page, and I generally try to tweet out about all the different air times as the week goes by too, because we really, really appreciate all the ridiculous amount of support that we've received. It is undeserved.
Well, now speak for yourself. No,
but no, it's really nice. There, you know, you can hear the show on over 30 different time slots now, which is kind of amazing.
It's awesome
for a couple of guys producing a show once a week for a couple hours in St. John, New Brunswick. It's the support is super appreciated, and same to all our listeners too. It's been a really fun year.
Hell of a ride. We've got an hour left for you, and then we'll have the holiday show. We'll talk about that a little bit more in the next hour of the program. Stick around. There's more on the way after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.